The New York State Legislature now has 11 unfilled seats after one assemblyman resigned over a sexual harassment scandal and another was expelled after being convicted of a felony. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it could be another year before those seats are filled.
In recent days, Assemblyman Eric Stevenson of the Bronx was automatically ousted from the assembly when he was convicted on felony bribery charges. Assemblyman Dennis Gabrzak of Cheektowaga resigned under pressure after seven women accused him of sexual harassment. The total number of vacancies in the legislature is now up to 11. Eight left for jobs in local government, one left for a job in the private sector. Under state law, special elections can be held to fill the vacancies. But despite the growing number of empty seats, there doesn't seem to be that much interest. Governor Cuomo, several months ago, in his only public comments on the matter, says he wasn't planning on holding any.
We don't have any plans right now to call special elections. It's a balance of the cost and the hardship of the election versus the community's right to representation. But we don't have any plans as of now.
Cuomo's staff says his opinion hasn't changed since then. The assembly has the most vacancies, nine, but Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says it might be too late now anyway for it to make much of a difference during the 2014 legislative session. He says by the time an election could be held, after a mandatory 70-day campaign period, the budget process would likely be over.
Since the 70 days will fall the end of March right now at the earliest, and we believe we'll have a on-time or early budget this year, so new members will not deliberate on that.
And the speaker predicts there won't be many more issues left to decide after that.
Once you get past the budget, the real question is whether, how much legislative work will be done post-budget and how much will be involved in that.
Government reform groups are dismayed. Susan Lerner is with Common Cause.
I find it genuinely upsetting. This is a representative form of government. People are being denied full representation. And if what we're only concerned about in our elections is costs, dictatorship is the cheapest form of government. You don't have any elections at all.
Lerner says there are some flaws in the current law for special elections that give party bosses too much influence over choosing candidates. But she says for now, it's better to elect someone than to leave all of the seats vacant. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group also thinks special elections should be held.
It's really indefensible. These are New Yorkers that are supposed to have representation at the state capitol, and they don't. And the governor dragging his feet or any other elected official throwing cold water on the enthusiasm to have elections, it's anti-democratic.
Horner disputes Speaker Silver's assertion that elections could not be held before the budget is finished. He says they could be conducted the same day as village elections in mid-March, and the new lawmakers could be seated in time to weigh in before the budget is due on April 1st. And he says after the budget is completed each year, there's still plenty of action before the legislative session ends in the summer.
People might remember a few short years ago, the end of session wrap-up at which there was passage of same-sex marriage. I mean, that's a big deal. There's lots of big non-budget issues that are going to be dealt with. There always is. Thousands of bills become law in June.
Lawmakers also, most years, come back for additional sessions in the fall. Unless the governor changes his mind, the elections for the 11 vacant seats could not occur until November. New senators and assembly members would not fill the posts until January 2015, nearly 1 year from now. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.